Another fine show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Law of Attraction Talk Radio is the radio show that is changing the world through science and spirituality as we realize that our well-being and our happiness is through our own thoughts. The Law of Attraction Talk Radio, the Jules.
Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California. Well, today we're going to do something a little different. Today we are going to answer some questions and do a little hypnosis session mixed in with some energy work with a listener. Tamara has issues, which is very common, so I thought that perhaps more of the listeners could be helped if we do this on the air. So stay tuned for an insightful show right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
You are listening to your daily dose of well-being and inspiration on Law of Attraction Radio Network at loaradionetwork.com.
Okay, we're back. I want to mention that if you have not heard Seldar's show on our network, you are missing a real treat. The more I get to know Seldar, the more impressed I am with him, because he's not what you call an everyday person. No, as a matter of fact, he is quite extraordinary, beyond extraordinary, actually. He lives in an altered state of awareness 24/7. And then don't forget to tune in to Jeremiah LeBlanc's new show, Empowered for Success. He is truly inspiring. As a matter of fact, all the shows on Law of Attraction Network are inspiring. So tune in to Shift Your Consciousness, which is exactly what all of us need right now. Now, let's bring on Tamara. Tamara, where are you calling from?
Hi there. I'm calling from St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh, how wonderful. So let's talk about the issues that you're having right now.
Sure. The reason I reached out and seek services at this point, or just thoughts and help, is logically, the best way I can describe it is that logically I understand, and the mechanics and the science of law attraction, I completely get that. But what I find myself in a state of, for lack of a better word, is self-sabotage. So when I start thinking about and/or thinking about manifestation or any of the things that I want to occur in my life, I find myself still in a place of procrastination, disbelief, inability to make it happen, and that perpetual what I don't want to happen is exactly what just continues to happen, and I feel like I'm in this, you know, ugly groundhog day that I can't seem to get myself out of, even though I logically understand that I'm the one who's putting myself there.
Well, that is something that everybody has problems with. So it's just wonderful that you're here today. So tell me what exactly, give me some specific areas that you're having trouble with manifesting. In fact, you're not having any trouble manifesting. You are manifesting your thoughts. So we got to get down to what are your thoughts really
telling
the universe? So tell me, give me specific instances of what you want to create and then what you really are creating.
Okay. So I'll start first with my body. I can't imagine a time, I don't think I've ever had a time ever in my life that I've appreciated or liked the look of my body. And so, you know, diligently working on better eating and a better workout routine. And what I find myself in is I get in this hopeful state of, now's going to be the time, and I'm going to make the right choices and get myself into a better, more healthful state in a better looking body. And then at some point, I feel this, I get to this state of hopelessness. You know, it's like the euphoria wears off, and then I get into this state of hopelessness, like, it's just never going to happen. And not that I've made bad choices, like you know, eaten a banana split or not gone to go work out for a month, it's almost like I don't believe, like there's almost two sides of my brain. The side of my brain that wants the change to happen is strong, is not strong enough to fight off the other side of my brain that says it's never going to happen.
Okay, that's a good place to start. Because really, what it has to do with is not so much you not feeling able to move forward with your exercise and healthy diet. It's really about the message of you not liking your body. It's as simple as that. You are sending out the thought to the universe, which you just said, I don't like my body.
Right.
That's the underlying thing. Now tell me, why is it that you don't like your body?
Honestly, really, do we have that much time? I don't remember a time ever, even as a small child. I've always felt fat. I've always felt like I've always felt fat. I've always felt like I'm overweight. Like I never would have a slim, and not necessarily thin, slim, but healthy, muscular, you know, toned body.
Okay, let me stop you there. When was the first time you can remember actually thinking that? What age?
I think I was 7.
You were 7. Okay. So what gave you that impression that you were not attractive at that age?
I was told by my grandmother that I was ugly fat child.
Your grandmother told you you were an ugly fat child?
Yeah, she said it's just disgusting how fat you are.
Wow. Did she really say that, or is that what you perceived her saying?
I seem to recall that. I feel like I recall the instance fairly well, but I can't 100% say that that's exactly what she said. That's the feeling I had, though.
I mean,
that's the feeling I was left with.
Right. Okay. So that's good, because what you just said to yourself is that it was my perception of what she said. She could have said something totally different, but that's what registered in my mind. So therefore, you're no longer a victim. You have just taken responsibility for thinking that you were fat at age 7.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good, don't you think?
Yeah, the feeling that's coming over me right now as we talk about it is just this pervasive just body disgust. Now, whether that is exactly what she said, it's definitely what I took in. It's definitely kind of what's in my cell memory.
Right. Okay. So, in other words, you are looking outside of yourself. You're looking at exercise, you're looking at healthy food, you're looking at all this, but that really has to do with your outside environment. You're not really doing anything to your inside environment. In other words, your body and your perception of your body will never change unless you turn around and reframe your thinking into being the perfect body, no matter what size you are. Because here's the thing. You are perfect the way you are. It's your perception that you're not that's getting you into trouble. It doesn't matter if you're 300 pounds. It doesn't matter if you're 400 pounds. It's how you think about yourself that's so important. So I'm going to tell you straight out that you are beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And that's what you need to be telling yourself every single day, that it doesn't matter what you look like because you are an incredible, magnificent, beautiful soul who is touching many, many people every single day. So truly, in the scheme of the rest of your life, is your weight really that big of a deal?
No, I don't. I mean, no. Obviously, if you frame it that way, it has such a vanity slant that I'm almost embarrassed to bring it up. But
No. You see what? Okay, now look what happened here. I just said to you, you are an incredible, magnificent, wonderful person. Beautiful inside and out. And yet you took that and said that you were concentrating on vanity, or you felt like. So again, it's your perception. You are blocking the real authentic you from coming in and showing the world. You want to show the world that you're this slim, trim, beautiful person. Well, heck, everybody wants to do that. But why? Are they really going to judge you on the way you look, or are they going to judge you on what you have inside? That's the place that you've got to start. Change the thoughts within, because I'm going to tell you, it matters not the size of anyone. It truly doesn't matter. What's most important right now in this time in history is that you recognize the beauty and everything you do for people within. Right now, that's where it is.
Okay.
I mean, I can feel that you have a fabulous vibration around you. And what stops that vibration from touching other people is your own thoughts about you. And, you know, truly that starts off from the fear that you are going to be judged. That's the fear that you have. You have the fear, and that's what you keep on trying to change the exterior so that people won't see the interior. So I'm saying to you right now, look at the interior. Shine that out, and it matters not. And the weight will naturally fall off because, you know, the reason why we have weight problems to begin with, it's because we need the extra padding to keep people from seeing our true self.
So how do I do that, Jules?
Well, we do it with a little bit of hypnosis. We start weeding out all of the past things that you perceived that's in your subconscious mind, and we weed those out, and then we put in those positive suggestions that say, you know what? I am pretty terrific. I don't have to be fearful of life. I know that I am connected to this wonderful thing that we call life, and I'm connected to everyone. If I don't judge others on their body shapes, then they won't judge me. I choose to see the beauty in everyone. Therefore, everyone, through the law of attraction, will see the beauty in you.
That's awesome. I 100% believe what you're saying, because I can feel there is a part of me that is totally inside of me that's like, yeah, finally, she's speaking our language. And then there's this like wet blanket on top of that part of me that is truly connected with your words that says, oh man, I don't know.
That's good. That's your subconscious talking right there. That's okay. That's okay. And that's what we use the subconscious for. But let's go a little bit deeper. You said that there's other issues besides the weight issues. So let's see how they all tie in together. Give me another issue.
Well, right along with it is money and the same feeling of, you know, there's never enough. There's never enough. And logically, I can look in my bank account and see there's plenty, right? I mean, gainfully employed and doing great in my job. My husband, gainfully employed, doing great in his job. We have no debt. We have no debt other than our house payment, literally. And yet it still feels like there's like I still have, and it is, it's a total fear, like, oh God, oh God, oh God, there's not going to be enough. Something's going to happen and there's never going to be enough.
Okay. I think it's funny what you just said. Oh God, there's never going to be enough. But actually, you're calling out to that source energy that you need to be focusing on and saying, oh God, yes, there's plenty.
Mm-hmm.
So somehow you've got locked in your brain this lack, and that you're fearful of losing what you have. So what is the first message that you got as a little girl about money? What did your parents tell you about money?
You know, I don't remember them actually telling me about money. I don't ever remember them saying, you know, the money's root of all evil or anything like that. What I do remember, though, is my father died when I was 7, and he died without a will, and he owned his own business. And because he died without a will, everything immediately went into probate, and to the point where my mom couldn't even access, you know, checking accounts or anything like that. And we had to, you know, get money from family until some of the just immediate legal things got situated. But I remember just that, not only that trauma of my dad dying, but then on top of it, like, and we have no money.
So that is where you obtain this perception that no matter how good things are going, at any minute they can change instantly.
Yeah. And horrifically.
Because I can imagine, what was it like when your dad died at age 7? That was quite traumatic. What happened?
Oh, it was awful. He was in an industrial accident at his plant, you know, my parents' plant, and we were too little, and we couldn't go up and see him, so he was in intensive care, sustained just horrific injuries, you know, multiple injuries, was immediately paralyzed from the injury, and my mom, you know, my mom pretty much crumbled from the moment of his accident. He lived 10 days after his accident and then died of a brain hemorrhage, I think, or a lung, you know, some sort of, you know, a blood clot to his lung or something like that, but died. And I just remember feeling, like it, nothing ever from the moment of his accident on, like nothing is ever going to be okay.
Uh-huh.
Because I think he was the safety. I looked at him as safety in our family.
That's right. As you were supposed to. So is it something, it's really interesting that your weight issues began when you were 7 and your father died when you were 7.
Right.
So you can see where this is kind of all falling into place together, because the protection that you are seeking, again, is from the outside. But yet the inside is saying that I can never be safe at any given moment because it can change in an instant. My life, my family, everything that I love can change in an instant.
Right.
So that, again, is your perception of everything. So that's what we kind of need to correct. Now, my next question to you is, have you ever felt your dad?
I'm trying to think if I ever did. I think maybe I did on the, like, I thought he might have been there on my wedding day, the birth of my children. There have been moments that I've thought of him and I've wondered if he was with me. But I don't know. I guess I need to ask what you mean by felt him.
Well, I think you did. You just stated that perfectly, because
okay.
I'm positive that he was with you at those times. He was there letting you know that you're all right, that you're all right. You know, actually, as sad and as traumatic as it was, there were some really good things that came about because of it. It kind of built some other great qualities within you. What are some of those qualities that is the result of all that trauma?
I think I'm exceptionally creative. I feel like there's really not a situation that I'm not going to find a solution to. I have a great sense of humor and very tenacious, very strong. You know, I feel like I have the ability to think on my feet really quickly, you know, almost like a street smarts, and solve a situation. I feel like I this is probably a double-edged sword, but I think I prepare and over-prepare and kind of look at situations and think of all different options so that I'm prepared and nothing kind of surprises me.
Well, isn't that wonderful? That's great. I think that's fabulous. So those are great qualities that developed because of all of this situation that happened when you were younger. So let's see if we can take away those stuff that that is actually blocking you,
mm-hmm.
and creating that fear to begin with. We're going to do the hypnosis session, but we're going to have you actually have a conversation with your dad. And I want you to remember that conversation with your dad, because your dad will be with you. But the bottom line is, I think that you will feel much better by having that dialogue that you never got to have when he was taken away so fast.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have that. We're going to weed out all of that fear. And then we're going to put some real good positive suggestions to get you moving forward. Because your thoughts around money has to do with your father. And it has to do with your weight. And it has to be around being judged. And the fact that you don't feel that you're perfect enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I need to get you to see that you are perfect in every way. So we want to take that out. All right?
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. So all I want you to do, and I'm going to tell the listeners out there right now, that if you happen to be driving a car, please don't listen to this. Pull over, or if you you can download the show and pick it up later. But please do not drive and listen to the rest of the show. All I want you to do is just close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. And just let it out. Shake off all day-to-day stress. Just let it go. Let it go. Now I want you to see a golden light at the top of your head. And I want you to just slowly let this golden light go down to every part of your body, and every part of the body that it touches, it will immediately release the muscles in that area. So slowly let it come down to the forehead. Feel all the muscles in your forehead just drop, drop. Let it drop. Physically feel the forehead release. Good. Now bring it on down to your eyes. Now feel the tension around your eyes, in your eyes, on top of your eyes. Just feel all the tension. Now let it drop. Let it go. Let go of all the tension, stress, everything that you're holding in your eyes. Let them drop. Release. Good. Now bring it on down to your nose, your cheeks, your ears. Feel the muscles drop. And now move it down to your jaw on both sides of the face, the TMJ joint. Feel the tenseness. Feel the stress. Now let it go. Drop. Drop. Physically feel the muscles relax. Now your mind might wander, and that's okay. When you start to recognize my voice again, bring it back to the sound of my voice, and you will continue to go deeper and deeper. And if at any time your mind says, am I there yet? Am I hypnotized yet? You need to stop it, for that will stop the entire process. Just trust that everything will be fine. You are in complete control at any time. So bring that golden light down to your neck now. And let's focus on the muscles at the back of the neck as it stretches up into your skull. One by one, the muscles completely relax. Let it go. Let it go. Drop. Good. Now, feel your shoulders completely drop. Just let it go. Let it go. Excellent. Now move it down to the top of your back. Feel every single muscle, all the knots, all the tension, all the stress. Let it go. Let it go. You can pick up the stress later, but for right now, just feel it completely release. Now swirl that around, that beautiful golden light, to your chest, to your upper arms, and feel the muscles relax. Just let it go. Let it go. And then swirl it around to the middle of your back. And then swirl it around to your stomach and all internal organs as all the tension from your stomach completely fades away. Drop, relax, let go, enjoy. Good. Now go down to your hips and then let it come down to your upper legs. Physically feel the tension leave. Let your legs completely let go. Your knees, your lower legs. Just feel the muscles relax. It feels so good. As you're coming down to the ankles and the soles of the feet and your toes, each and every toe. And now you are completely surrounded by this warm, safe, velvety cocoon where nothing in the world can harm you. You are completely safe and secure, feeling so good, so wonderful. As we're going to go deeper now and deeper with every number that I count down, you're going to go in a deeper state, just relaxing, enjoying. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Wonderful. Now, every time I say the word relax, that's going to serve as our cue that every time I say the word relax, you're going to go deeper and deeper into this very magical state of feeling absolute, wonderful, awesome joy. Feeling so relaxed, so wonderful. Great. Wonderful. Now, I want you to imagine this beautiful, bright, bright, brilliant beam of light going down into the center of your brain, to the very center of your brain. And this is hitting your pineal gland in the middle of your brain. It is serving to activate this most important gland that connects you to your spiritual realm. And then immediately below the pineal gland is the pituitary gland. And now this beautiful, brilliant beam of light is serving to activate this very important gland that serves to activate your physical presence and connect your mind and body to the spiritual realm. Great. Well done. Now I want you to send another beam of light, this time to the middle of your brain again, to all of the brain, to the middle part. And this is where the fear is residing, in the limbic system. And this beam of light is activating and helping to release this immobilizing fear as we work on shifting that fear into being a very bright, forward-moving energy in your life. Good. Now let's take another beam of light and put it on the base of your neck in the front to the thyroid gland, as all the hormones in your body will now be regulated and working to the optimal advantage. Let's send another beam of light to your lungs. And as it is focusing on your lungs, you can feel the lungs in your body expanding and contracting, allowing this clear, fresh, wonderful energy called air into your lungs and into every single cell. Good. Now we're going to send another beam of light to your heart, and I want you to feel your heart from within. Feel the heart beating strong, vital, consistently, opening and closing the valves, allowing the arteries to flow all of this nurturing and loving cells called blood throughout your body. Great. Now I want you to send another beam of light, this time to your liver, this magnificent organ in your body, as it serves to release poisons, chemicals, metals, and toxins from your body. So that every morning when you wake up, you take your shower, you scrub your skin, allowing all the poisons, toxins, and chemicals to filter out through the pores of your skin. Excellent. Now, these beams of light will stay with you for the next week, helping you to energize and to correct any deficient area in your body. Wonderful. You know, your body is made up of 50 trillion cells, and every single cell has an antenna. They react to the emotions that you put in your body. So if you are stressed, you are sending those stress messages to every cell, and they respond in like with messages of dis-ease. So So from this day forward, you send yourself the messages of gratitude and thanks for bringing you to the place where you are today. You lovingly give gratitude to every cell, and you let the cells respond by sending you perfect health and vibrant energy. Good. Wonderful. Now that we are allowing you to heal your body from any dis-ease that may be occurring, we're going to move forward into that wonderful subconscious mind that you have. So all of a sudden, I want you to see yourself and feel yourself on the beach. I want you to look out and see that beautiful, beautiful ocean. And now see that brilliant blue sky with the white billowy clouds. And feel that sun on your head and shoulders as you feel the warmth. And now you can feel the sand beneath your feet. And as you're walking towards the ocean, you can feel the sand crunch underneath your feet. What a marvelous experience as you feel the breeze on your face. And you're looking out and you're seeing the gentle waves break unto the shore. Now I want you to walk into that water to about your knees. And I want you to see a white, long white board laying next to you, which we call a windsurfing board. And I want you to jump up on this windsurfing board, balance yourself, and I want you to pull up the sail and grab the sail bar, which is right in the middle. I want you to lean back and notice that the sun and the wind is filling up that sail, and off you go. You are going fast and so fast. You're jumping over the waves and you're feeling that breeze in your face, and you feel incredible freedom. Incredible freedom is just filling you up, exhilarating every move you make. You see, you are in complete control of this board. You can go anywhere you want. You can go around the island. You can go parallel to the shore. You can go anywhere. You are in full control. And this is just like you are in full control of your mind at any time. You have the absolute choice at any time to be happy or to be miserable. The choice is yours. And you can change the thoughts within 90 seconds. That's how powerful your mind is. From this day forward, you do not need to remain stuck and live life by default. You have the power to be happy or to be sad. And as a matter of fact, that is the only thing in life that you can absolutely control. And that is your mind, your thoughts, and your reality. Good. Wonderful. Now I want you to just continue to play on this windsurfing board. And as you do, you look down and you see 8 wonderful dolphins just swimming right by you. They're laughing and frolicking. They're having a good time. And it looks as if they're trying to guide you. You know, some people call these dolphins the angels of the sea. Well, this could be true in your case, for they want to guide you. And all you have to do at any time is simply remember their magnificent energy, and they will help to serve you in any way. Just treat these dolphins as your angels, as your guidance, and let the energy just surround you. Wonderful. Now I want you to take that windsurfing board and I want you to bring it back into the beach. Just park it there and I want you to start walking down this beautiful, beautiful beach with the palm trees and the many big, beautiful shells on the seashore. Start walking. And as you're walking, you are looking down and you're seeing your body. And you're saying, wow, I look pretty good. I look wonderful. I am fine the way I am. I love it. I love me. So keep on walking down the beach. And all of a sudden, you come to this great big sand dune that's so long, so big, so tall, so wide, that it actually blocks you from going further. So in order to go and continue on your journey, you're going to have to climb all the way to the top of this sand dune. Go ahead, climb all the way up. And as you reach the top of the sand dune, you see hundreds, no, thousands and thousands of weeds up there. So again, in order to continue on your journey, you've got to start pulling out these weeds. Pull them out with your bare hands, making sure you get all the roots so that they don't grow back. Pull them out. Now, some of these weeds have to do with all of the fear that you have stored up in your life that resides in the reptile brain. Pull them out. Pull them out. You don't need to know where they're coming from or for what reason. Just pull out all the weeds that have to do with the fear. Good. Wonderful. Now, some of these weeds may have to do with all of the mourning and sadness that you have taken on in your early life. Pull all those weeds out. Just pull them out. Release them, because all of that sadness that you felt has actually worked towards your favor, and now you can release all the pain, all the issues. Completely let it go. Wonderful. Now, some of these weeds represent your fear of life changing in a second. Pull out these weeds. Pull them out. Because in the scheme of the rest of your life will change in an instance, as it does every single waking moment. That's what life is. Now, some of these weeds represent your lack of trust that the universe is working in your behalf. Pull out those weeds, and there's some big ones there. Just yank them out. Pull them out. Because in the scheme of the rest of your life, and to accomplish what you want to accomplish, and to shift the consciousness into feeling magnificent, you need to pull out those weeds and realize that they are so unimportant. It's time to let go of that fear. It's time to let go of that lack. It's time to let go of your trust issues. Pull them all out. Pull out all of the weeds that tell you that you're not perfect the way you are. Pull out all of the weeds that say that you are lacking in the way that you look. Pull them all out, because truly they are unimportant with the rest of your life. Good. Wonderful. Now I want you to gather up all of those weeds. And I want you to put them in a pile. And I want you to take out a match. and I want you to burn those weeds. Just set them on fire and stand back because it's turning into a huge bonfire. Now look at the smoke going up into the ethers because you are now permanently removing these weeds from your subconscious mind. Permanently releasing them. Wonderful. Well done. Excellent. Now, I want you to hop off of the sand dune. And I want you to go sit underneath the tree, the palm tree. And I want you to look out to the ocean and feel that ocean breeze and feel just marvelous, free. And as you're sitting underneath the tree, I want you to feel your heartbeat. With every beat of your heart, I want you to say to yourself, I am, I am, I am. Say it in your mind's eye to yourself, I am, I am, I am. I am magnificent. I am perfect. I am wonderful. I am a great mother. I am a great wife. I am a great family person. I am a wonderful daughter. I am a wonderful person. I am magnificent. Feel it. Breathe it in. Breathe in your magnificence. Allow yourself to feel how perfect you are. And as you're breathing and taking a deep breath, allow the essence of God to flow through you and in you. Feel the absolute love. Feel it. Feel it. For you see, this universal source of energy, this universal love that you call God, is surrounding you and loving you, and it is absolutely perfect. And since you are the essence of God, you are the physical manifestation of God. Therefore, you are perfect in every way. You are perfect. Wonderful. And as you feel the magnificent love and appreciation that the universe has for you, you begin to see and to understand that everything has been working in perfect order. Your mission on this planet right now is to fully understand that you are one with God, that you are one with your neighbor, that you are one with your father, you are one with the universe. There is no separation between you and others. So for this, you treat others the way that you want to be treated. You trust others in the way that you want to be trusted. You feel good about yourself the way you feel good about others. It's all up to you because you are the others. Today and this day forward, the judgment is released. For today, you start learning to love yourself. Love the essence and the magnificence that you are. And realizing that there's nothing more important in this world than you becoming happy, joyful, and free. Today is the day that you stop worrying about your weight, because in the scheme of the rest of your life, it truly is unimportant. The most important thing that you can do for yourself is to love yourself the way you are, love your neighbor the way they are, and everything will come together. Today and for the rest of your life, you will understand that the trust that you do not feel is now coming to you. Now you can trust that everything is working out perfectly, is allowing you to experience your good. All conflict in your life, all trauma in your life, all misery is only your perception of it. And you can change that within 90 seconds. You are in full control of your mind. And today you are choosing to be happy. You are committing yourself to being happy. You are committing yourself to trusting the universe. Because God loves you, the universe loves you, everyone loves you. Now it's your turn to love yourself. This is the message that God wants you to know. But not only this, this is the message that your Father wishes to convey to you. You are safe. Your Father is with you. He is there giving you messages. Yes, He was there on the day that you were married, on the day that your children were born. But He's there with you every single day. And His message to you is that He loves you. He would never leave you stranded. Your life is not to be feared, but to be full of joy. He taught you some very, very valuable lessons by His passing. Now is the time that you can say your thank yous to your Father as He is approaching you and walking closer to you from the beach. He is coming up to you, and He's sitting now right beside you. He's putting His hand around your shoulder, and He's giving you a hug. And you can feel Him. And He is saying He is so proud of you. You have grown into this most wonderful person. Now, in the silence, just feel His presence. Feel the message that He is sending you. As you send your message back to Him in this moment of silence. Good. Now your father will remain with you for the rest of your day. You'll be able to communicate with him. He can hear your thoughts. And you can talk back and forth all throughout the day. You see, there's nothing really that separates you. You have always been with him. He has always been with you. Just open your mind to hear. Good. Now, from this day forward, all thoughts that you are not good enough, that you don't have the perfect body, simply is released from your mind. Your perception that you are not perfect is now completely released from your mind. You are perfect. You are loved. Everything is working in perfect harmony with you. Every time you get scared or you feel that you're not trusting the universe to provide for you, think of your father and know that he's with you. You are never alone. The universe will never let you alone. The universe is always there for you. Good. Wonderful. Now, at the count of five, I'm going to bring you up. One, beginning to feel your physical surroundings. Two, beginning to feel as if you've had a long, deep, relaxing nap. Three, feeling enthusiastic and wonderful and excited. Four, with a great big yawn, stretch, and smile. Five, eyes wide open. Are you still there?
I'm here.
How was it?
I'm here. It was great, Jules. I mean, when I envision my dad, I just miss him. That's all I could keep saying, was that I missed him and I loved him. I missed him.
And what did he say to you?
He said I never left.
That's true. And now you are open to be receiving his messages every single day. Start that communication up with him every single moment. Whenever you're fearful, just think of him. He's with you. You are not alone. You never have been. There's no reason not to trust that everything is going to be perfect. And with that, there goes your money problems. There goes your fears. There goes the fear of the future. You're safe, you're secure, and you're loved.
That's awesome. That's so awesome. That's so awesome.
Good. Glad you liked it.
I did. I feel so, man, I'm so emotional about it, but I'm not sad emotional. I just feel so emotional. Just so moved by everything.
And that's because you're releasing a lot of that garbage that you've been holding in. And you might feel like crying for the rest of the day. Let it out. Get rid of it. That's releasing it from the cells. That's releasing it everywhere.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
I think we are done, my dear.
Oh, Jules, thank you so much.
Oh.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure, absolute pleasure, and thank you for coming on and helping other people with this as well.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Please, please.
Okay, I think that ends it, and I think this is where I end the show today. So thank you, all of the listeners, and if you have any questions and you want to contact me about this, give me a shout at jules@loaradionetwork.com. Thanks again, Tamara. I really loved having you on.
Thank you for joining us on Law of Attraction Talk Radio with Jules. For more information, go to Law of Attraction Radio Network at lawofattracttalkradio.com or lawofattractiontools.com.